Napping in the free world. It must have taken some getting used to if you were a staffer in the socially conservative 1960s. Lyndon Baines Johnson, 36th President of the United States and leader of the free world, routinely closed the door to his office in the mid-afternoon and put on his pajamas. He then proceeded to take a 30-minute nap. Rising refreshed, he would then resume his role as Commander-in-Chief. Such presidential behavior might seem downright weird, but if you asked a sleep researcher like DeMent, his response might surprise you. It was LBJ who was acting normally. The rest of us, who refuse to bring our pajamas to work, are the abnormal ones. LBJ was responding to something experienced by nearly everyone on the planet. It goes by many names: the midday yawn, the post-lunch dip, the afternoon sleepies. We'll call it the nap zone, a period of time in the mid-afternoon when we experience transient sleepiness. It can be nearly impossible to get anything done during this time, and if you attempt to push through, which is what most of us do, you can spend much of your afternoon fighting a gnawing tiredness. It's a fight because the brain really wants to take a nap and doesn't care what its owner is doing. The concept of siesta, institutionalized in many other cultures, may have come as an explicit reaction to the nap zone. At first, scientists didn't believe the nap zone existed except as an artifact of sleep deprivation. That has changed. We now know that some people feel it more intensely than others. We know it is not related to a big lunch, although a big lunch, especially one loaded with carbs, can greatly increase its intensity. We also know that when you chart the process S curve and process C curve, you can see that they flatline in the same place, in the afternoon. The biochemical battle reaches a climactic stalemate. An equal tension now exists between the two drives, which extracts a great deal of energy to maintain. Some researchers, though not all, think this equanimity in tension drives the need to nap. Some people think that a long sleep at night and a short midday nap represent default human sleep behavior that is part of our evolutionary history. Regardless of the cause, the nap zone matters because our brains don't work as well during it. If you're a public speaker, you already know it is darn near fatal to give a talk in the mid-afternoon. The nap zone is also literally fatal. More traffic accidents occur during it than at any other time of the day.